Are you ready to play 60?
Yeah! I was rooting for you guys.
Have you brought your giant-sized appetite?
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. So glad you can join us. Great show lined up for you. We'll have our legacy interview with Brandon Jacobs, and Roman Oben has his take five as he toured the Giants locker room and asked the Giants about our nation's capital. But to get things started, it's time to take a look at Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Bose, of the Giants' season-opening win against the Houston Texans.
Want some football today? We want to play some football. We're going to get our first win today, too. Watch this.
Hey, let's have a day today, man. Whatever reason you play for, bring it out here today. I'm reminded my father ain't got no legs. I got legs, so I'm going to run that way. Whatever reason you play this game, bring it out on the field today, baby. Hey, let's go get a win on three. One, two, three, win!
Patrick takes a waist-high snap. He's back to throw. He gets hit as he throws. The ball's in the air and intercepted by a sliding Prince Amukamara at the 36-yard line of the Giants. They get their first turnover.
Hey, they're coming flurries now.
Yeah.
They're going to start of it.
Yeah.
Be where you're supposed to be, man.
Hey. Be great for 6 seconds.
We're together. We're together.
Jennings the setback. Play fake, Manning to throw. Zips one left, Janelle's got it at the five. Made the catch, fumbled the football, picked up by the Texans. And Jonathan Joseph returns it out to the 27-yard line.
Just put the ball away and power run. No, don't worry about jumping or any of that stuff, okay? Come on, you're doing well.
Manning takes the snap, zips one left. Cruz open in the middle of the field, makes a man miss, breaks left to the 10. Cruz to the 5, Cruz to the pylon! Touchdown, Giants! Salsa time for the first time at home since 2012. Fitzpatrick out of the gun, two receivers right. Back to throw, under pressure, sidearms one left, intercepted by Antrell Roll. Touchdown the right sideline to the 10. Spears left to the 15, to the 5, and Roll tackled at the 3. Third and goal. Hand off Jennings. He runs right and goes in, standing up. Touchdown, Giants. And with 107 to go in the half, Giants up 13-0.
I'll get you one, man.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Keep up the good work. Let's go.
Yo, our energy ain't working.
Everybody crowded at the line. Leckler, and partially blocked.
Demontre Moore
got a piece of it. It rolls to the far sideline and out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Gotta want it more. You just gotta want it more.
Manning takes the snap. He's back to throw. Loops one left, looking for Fells, who makes a sliding catch for the touchdown. What a catch by Daniel Fells. The final score, the New York Giants 30, the Houston Texans 17.
Fans left MetLife Stadium off a Giant victory, and they did it in impressive fashion. When we come back, a guy who thrilled them in MetLife Stadium and Giant Stadium, Brandon Jacobs, as we return to Giants Access Blue after this. This week's look at Brandon Jacobs is brought to you by Verizon. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. When you think about guys who had heart and soul, Brandon Jacobs comes to mind, a two-time Super Bowl champion, and he sat down in this week's Legacy Interview.
In the fourth round of the 2005 draft, the New York Giants selected a big bruising running back out of Southern Illinois, and Brandon Jacobs would make an immediate impact for the Big Blue.
Well, it wasn't really hard for me to fit in because I knew my role. You know, I would be a short yardage goal line running back.
Hand off Jacobs, runs right inside the five, touchdown Brandon Jacobs! Just powered his way in, and the rookie gets his first career NFL touchdown.
In 2006, Brandon's career would take off with a bang as the big bruising back recorded 9 touchdowns on over 400 yards rushing. Defenders soon learned that going toe-to-toe with Jacobs was a painful task, and most of the time they found themselves on the losing end.
Ah! Let's go!
Following the retirement of Tiki Barber, Jacobs would take over as the Giants' new starting running back in 2007, and he would have his first 1,000-yard season while recording 6 touchdowns.
Hand off right for Jacobs.
There it
is. 35-30, to the right sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Brandon Jacobs! The longest run of his career!
And in the 2007 playoffs, Jacobs and the Road Warrior Giants would prove to the rest of the NFL that they were a team to be reckoned with.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, plows to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. And they regain the lead.
Jacobs fires the football into the play clock.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field. -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
Well, coming out, you know, our first possession, when I see Charles Woodson come up and play the run, I was like, I'm not going to let a corner come in and spear me in the legs and get a 1 yard loss. I'm not going to do that. So I ran right into him. And I knew that he was a major player on their team, was a leader on their defense. And I knew that once something can happen to him, the other 10 guys, it would be an image in their heads knowing that this guy just ran over Charles Woodson. So he was done. He wasn't in it the rest of the game.
Manning, handoff left for Jacobs, plows into the end zone for a touchdown.
I celebrate because we just won the NFC Championship game to go play in the Super Bowl.
February the 3rd, 2008, at stake the Vince Lombardi Trophy. The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
The Giants still trailed the Patriots 14-10 late in the fourth quarter when they would go on a drive for the ages.
Fourth. And the length of a football, 11 and a half inches.
This is the ball game.
My number was called for the 4th and 1. And I wasn't nervous. I was really excited because not a lot of people have an opportunity to come through in a major situation for your team.
Manning calls out signal. Hand off Jacobs. Runs right, dives ahead. He's got the first down.
And I pretty much knew then that, you know what, we just got this. I don't think they're going to stop this offense.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants, in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
We done won the Super Bowl. We done won the Super Bowl.
2008 would prove to be Brandon's best season with the Giants, as he ran for over 1,000 yards for the second straight year and recorded a team-high 15 touchdowns. Jacobs would continue to be the Giants' workhorse in the backfield throughout the decade, and in 2011, he would once again help lead them back to the NFL mountaintop.
From Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, it's the New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots, Super Bowl 46.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still will, the heart of a champion.
That was awesome. First one was great, and the second one was even sweeter. You know, and to have a ticker tape parade in New York City is the best experience I've had.
Jacobs said goodbye to Big Blue after their win in Super Bowl 46. He would join the San Francisco 49ers for the 2012 season. But in 2013, he would return home to finish out his career in New York.
for me to come back here and have opportunity to finish as a Giant meant so much to me and my family. And I was thankful to come back here and play with my boys and go out like I wanted to go out.
Jacobs finished his career as the Giants' all-time leader in rushing touchdowns, surpassing Tiki Barber in 2013. And his 64 total touchdowns ranks fourth in Giants history. And he knows that the Giants' legacy will always live on.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means to me that these Giant fans and these people in this organization will always respect you and have open arms and love you just as they did when you were playing.
Brandon Jacobs, a true New York Giant. Now it's time to shift gears for this week's Giants trivia. And here to present it, Spencer Pasinger.
Who holds the Giants record for most postseason games played in their career? The answer coming up after the break. Lawrence Taylor holds the Giants record for most postseason games played in their career with 15.
We thank Spencer Pasinger for taking part in this week's Giants trivia. Well, the Giants are always giving back to the community. Dominic Rogers Cromartie getting into the swing of things as he made a recent trip to Brooklyn and PS503 to give out backpacks with a special treat.
So we are here today at PS503 in Brooklyn working with Dream Makers on the Backpacks for Kids program, where Dominique Rogers Cromartie is really sponsoring the program here with United Healthcare. We're going to send kids home on Fridays with a backpack full of nutritious food.
Some people are fortunate to come to school and, you know, have lunch. So our main thing is to come in and just give to the school and help feed the kids.
But they are very excited to show you around our school. They will take you pretty much anywhere you'd like to go.
The students understand why this program is so important, because a lot of them themselves or their friends are families that can't quite make it through with the amount of food they can afford.
Because what we find out and what we know is that many times kids get good meals at school, but they don't get them at home. So now on the weekends, they'll have them at home with this backpack filled, thanks to the work of Dummy and blessings in the backpack.
It's a beautiful school. You know, they have a gym, they have all the right facilities. Gives a kid a chance to, you know, just calm down, you know, have peaceful thoughts and to gather themselves.
And we use the track, got our basketball area, and then, of course, for the little kids,
the playground.
We got a fabulous playground.
School gives us breakfast and lunch for every child, but on the weekend it can be really difficult. And to know that there's somebody and organizations that are going to help our children have the food through the weekend is really, really meaningful.
You're blessed, so you want to be a blessing to others. And sometimes a teacher can't reach a kid like a player could, because they look up to you more. So anytime you can come in and tell them to do the right thing, you never know who you'll help.
You can't play football if you don't have the grades. So the classroom will come first.
Study, study, study.
Well, you can see just by having Dominic here, the expressions on their face is great. They volunteered to be here today. This means a lot to them that he came to their school and thinks so much of them in the school and their program that they're just having a ball. And it really makes it a special day for them.
Go Giants!
Dominic Rogers getting into the Giant spirit of giving back to the community. Now we'd like to take the temperature of the locker room a little bit, and that's this week's edition of Off Guard.
Favorite all-time TV show? I'll go 24.
Mark. Easy.
The Office.
All-time, we'll go with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
Will Smith.
Actor Will Smith. I'm a Philly guy. Who is my favorite actress? Like Uma Thurman.
Scarlett Johansson.
Sandra Bullock.
Halle Berry. That was gonna get me in trouble.
That's this week's edition of Off Guard. Now it's time for this week's Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. With the Giants playing the Redskins on Thursday night, we sent Roman Oben, who grew up in the D.C. area, into the Giants locker room for his version of Take 5.
Hey, Giants fans, this is Roman Oben. Welcome to another edition of Take 5, D.C. edition. We're going to see how well these players know the nation's capital and my hometown of Washington, D.C. All right, I'm here with rookie running back Andre Williams. Seeing how well he knows his opponent's nation's capital. You ready?
Yep.
What famous person lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Presidents.
Barack Obama and his whole family.
Name the three branches of government.
Judicial, legislative, and I can't remember the last one. Executive.
Oh, he gave it to him. Hers gave him that one. We gotta give you another one. What's the name of the famous monument in Washington, D.C.?
Oh.
The famous monument in Washington, D.C.
The White House.
Monument. Washington and Monument.
The Washington Monument?
Bingo.
We got smart linebackers here.
The Smithsonian is
a museum.
From one left tackle to another, I'm here with Will Beatty. Washington, D.C. is the nation's capital. What city was the first nation's capital?
York.
And you are from?
Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania.
I am.
And if you didn't get this question right, we would have had a problem. We would have had a fight in the parking lot. True, false. There's a street named after every state in Washington, D.C.
False.
True. That's true.
There's a Hawaii street?
Yeah. It's in the hood, too, which is hilarious. D.C. borders two states. Can you name those two states?
Maryland and Virginia.
What nickname was given to the 1980s offensive lineman of the Redskins?
Good question. You tell me. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Starts with an H. Reminds you of pigs.
The Hogs.
Hogs. D.C. was named after two people. Can you name those two people? Washington, D.C. was named after two people.
Probably George Washington and then George Washington Carver.
George Washington.
George Washington.
And the dude sailing in the boat.
Fill in the blank. Washington, D.C. was named after two people. George
Washington.
And Christopher
Columbus.
See, he knows the opponent.
Hey, you know,
fill in the blank.
We hope you learned a little something as Roman toured the locker room with his trivia questions. Time to shift the gears of the program and bring you Sideline Jam.
Are you ready to win?
Yeah.
Come join the winning circle.
Off with the winners, baby.
Put up your hands for me, baby.
Put them up.
Consider this the theme song for victory. Just to say to yourself, you made history. I'm trying to make it feel like the first time. Like a junkie, I'm sort of chasing my first high. I'm focused, I'm disciplined, I'm ready. Mentally on point, sharp as a machete. Hard work, I work hard, I get the job done. There's only one number one, and I'm number one.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. Now it's time for Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants are through their first quarter of the season, and they stand at 2-2, with a big win on the road in the division on Thursday night against the Washington Redskins. This is a great opportunity for the Giants to now use this weekend off as a mini bye. Get guys healthy, get people up to speed, and get ready for that next quarter of the season. The win in Washington was pivotal for this football team because in order to make a run, you have to get to 500 first, and then you can build upon that. And the Giants now don't have to spend the next couple of weeks just trying to dig out of a hole and get to that 500 mark. We're seeing the offense getting into a better flow. The running game is productive, and the Giants are getting after the quarterback. They're going to need it next week when Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons come to town. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course you can always go to Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.